Hello and welcome to the What's Cooking podcast. This is our Adjusting With mini-series where we're chatting to some of our past guests to hear updates on how their businesses are going and highlight any new initiatives that they might be working on at the moment. They'll be talking us through how they're adapting to challenges and generally keeping going during this time.
If you want to find out more about these guests that we're chatting to, and we definitely recommend you do that, you can scroll back through our archive and find whole episodes with these guests. You can learn about their businesses and what they're about. We really hope you enjoy these mini episodes and that you find some kind of comfort or inspiration in what they have to say. Hi.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm actually up at my in the studio, but it's like it's a huge warehouse, but it gets so cold in here
that
I bought like a little garden shed for the winter, so I like sit in the garden shed in the winter time with the heater because it's just like a big warehouse. We call it, they've nicknamed it the ski chalet because it looks like some weird like alpine lodge thing.
So you're up in, where's your studio, Walthamstow?
No, it's in Tottenham. So it's between, outside the right window, I've got the new Spurs Stadium. And then on that side, you can see IKEA. So it's like the best of all the worlds, really.
And how are you generally finding it?
At the work at the moment?
Yeah, you personally?
Pretty interesting. Yeah, I mean, today I'm having quite a good day, so I feel fine. But just trying to stay kind of positive. Like, it's really lucky because the guy I share this with, he's a designer for Burberry and he obviously isn't working. And so it's finally given us like time to fix this place up because we've had it like since last July and it was just like, it looked like a squat. And so that as well was like making me super anxious. So it's been really nice to do this. And like making masks and stuff has been keeping me busy. But it's starting, I think, as people are kind of relaxes, everything's relaxing a little bit and people are getting kind of used to this way of life and stuff. It's starting to get a bit, like a bit steadier and a bit more normal. But
yeah, tell us about the masks.
I just had loads of like scrap fabric and stuff lying around and, you know, obviously with the whole like collapse of the restaurant industry and no one really working and then no one really having any money or not knowing when they're going to have money again, I was like, well, I should probably try and do something to keep, you know, my customers engaged and offer something that's a lower price point. We've got like some t-shirts and stuff. We've run out of tote bags. So I didn't really have anything else because, you know, people really want to support like a brand, but they, you know, can't afford to buy, you know, a pair of trousers for like a kitchen that they don't work in anymore. Also like, you know, I would look like Headley and Bennett and Tillett kind of, we all did it at the same time and they're obviously a lot bigger than I am and, you know, have a lot more money. And I would have loved to have been able to do what they did, which was buy a mask and donate a mask. But we've donated, you know, some where we can, like to like the Tottenham Greengrocers. And I just sent some to like a food bank, like 25 to a food bank. So just trying to help out where we can. But it's good. It's a nice way of using up all the scrap fabric I have in the studio as well. So I hand cut them all and then the production studio downstairs just sews them. So that's fun. Sweet talk my boyfriend to coming up here and being like, come on, it's going to be fun. Cut masks.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. It's great you can use up your scrap fabric as well. And I definitely think it, you know, it's nice to for people to see what you're doing and that you're kind of keeping up with something, even if it's not what you're normally doing. It's cool. And I also think like with regards to kind of donating and stuff, it's like, it's very easy to feel, especially if you spend too much time on social media, like it's easy to feel guilty about not doing enough. And it's like, you're still a business. Of course you're going to help where you can, but you know, it's hard. You can't just give stuff away if it has a negative impact on your business as well.
Yeah, exactly. Especially because, you know, I don't know when the whole industry is going to get, you know, back up and running as well. So it's just like, oh yeah, have to watch everything. But I find like I've been trying not to spend too much time on social media because I find it pretty overwhelming. It's really overwhelming. I find like the whole thing about people like trying to like, you know, I don't know, post like what they're cooking and like having a nice barbecue and all like the organic meat and stuff that they're getting, like, which I get, like, fair enough, you can have a nice time in it, but sometimes I feel like it's almost a little bit insensitive to just, you know, post like you're having the best time, because, you know, some people have been like super affected by it. So even in terms of our social presence and stuff, I try and keep it like pretty neutral.
Mm.
Like trying to keep it just like quite positive, because I feel like there is like also a lot of like negativity and uncertainty. So I'm just trying to, yeah, keep it pretty, yeah, neutral. Like I kind of do with anything. I never really make my personal opinion heard about anything like, you know, political or economical or anything on the social media. So not through the brand anyway.
Yeah. We were just talking about this to Rebecca from Rock My Bowl, and it's definitely something that I felt as well, that you want to kind of say that you're there and you're still doing things, but you're also acknowledging that, yeah, the situation is not good, and you know, there's no pressure on anything really.
Yeah. And you can't, I think it's really, yeah, hard to feel pressured to like get up and do things and achieve. And like, sometimes you just feel like super shit and you don't want to do anything.
Yeah. No, I think your tone's perfect actually. And, you know, I think you did those nice features of other chefs and their films, which were really cute. And I think that's perfect. You know, you're staying in your lane, you're talking about things that are relevant to your brand. But as you say, it's not, there's no agenda. It's just nice content for people to enjoy.
I watched someone do a live, like, watch along the other day of them cleaning their pantry. And I was like, wow, is that what it's got to? Like, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
There's a lot of content
doing a lot of things.
Enough content.
How are you guys finding it though?
Yeah, I think we've had like a few conversations now with different people, which has been so nice. I think generally both of us are feeling really fortunate to be, yeah, like in a financially stable and like emotionally stable most of the time, you know?
Yeah.
And in good health. So that's kind of the main thing for me.
Yeah, exactly. You have to, yeah, be thankful that you're very, yeah, healthy.
So what have you been doing at the office there in terms of, like, you said you were kind of sorting it out and stuff with your...
Yeah, so we have... I've had some, like, because I just had like a horrible, like, those, you know, Kallax IKEA shelves that held all my stock. And so my friend is a carpenter, and so he came up this week and helped build and install some like custom built shelving to hold all my stock. So it's really nice. So it's feeling less like, you know, a university student like frat room and more like a real like grown up office. And just, yeah, trying to just like organize it and tidy it, because we want to rent some of the space out as well to another like maker or designer, because usually it's just me up here and you just go a bit mad sometimes. It's like, oh yeah, sometimes I haven't spoken to anyone all day. Do stock takes and still process orders and create content. But it's nice. I was only meant to come up here for a couple of hours and then have just got stuck up here all day today, but it's really beautiful up here.
Yeah, and it's nice to have a change of scene, I'm sure, and kind of good for one's head just to change it up a little bit.
Like a studio flat, and my boyfriend's like moved in with me for quarantine, so I'm like, oh, it's very small with two people. But he thankfully got a studio in Stoke Newington, so he's been going every day, so like, so we're still fine with each other. Otherwise I think we would have killed each other by this point.
At least you both got workplaces to go to.
Yeah, to go and hide from each other.
yeah
And I think even if you have lived with someone before this, it's still pretty intense to just be sharing a space with one person all the time.
What's happening with your production team? Who's downstairs? And
they're just working on skeleton stuff, so they're still producing stuff for us, but usually they can turn it around in like, you know, a week or 2 weeks at the most, but now they're asking for a month. Just one of the like head cutting guys, he's super high risk. And so he's been out of the office for at least 3 months, I think. And they've only got maybe like 3 sewers. So it's, yeah, super, super skeleton staff. And like no one's allowed in or out of anyone else's studio. So if ever I want anything, I have to go and like just drop it down, yeah. Not run away. But yeah, everyone's pretty respectful of each other, which is nice. Customers have been really great as well. Like if there's been a long wait or lead time on stuff, thankfully people have been quite understanding.
Do you have any kind of projects that are ongoing? Because you do the collabs with restaurants and create really beautiful, unique pants for their workplaces. And I can understand that you might not be getting new ones, but anything that you can currently work on?
Well, we were meant to launch our men's / unisex range in 10 days, which we're not anymore. But again, thankfully, it wasn't anyone's timeline except my own. So it doesn't really matter if we push it back. So it's kind of good in a way we can push it back and just like really get even more great imagery and like more people involved with it and experiment with like different, you know, other fabrics as well. Because we were going to launch it in just navy and black, and then we've had a lot of boys who have seen them request the two-tone, but in the men's style, which look really cool. I've given a couple to a few like jazz musician friends and they look amazing in them. So yeah, just try and like, you know, do even more research and development into it, because you can never really do too much in that respect. And then, yeah, just sort of see how it goes. And I don't even know if we'll end up launching it this year. It probably might be something for next year. But there's so much stuff that I want to work on. Like Romy Gill, the Indian chef, wants us to do a pair of like loose fitting sort of dungarees that she usually wears to cook in. And we've been talking about doing that for years. So just like developing patterns and stuff for that, just so we've got a bank of stuff that's ready to go when we need it.
That's exciting. What's the unisex fit like? What's the cut?
They are just more like a classic like men's sort of trouser. I think I've got some here. Where did they put them? I actually wear them and they're pretty comfy. They're like when you don't feel like wearing like high-waisted trousers. They've still got the swallow tail.
Oh, cool.
They've got obviously a front fly and lots more pockets, like side pockets for phones and other stuff. Yeah, and they sit like, I wear them like quite low. And then in the crutch, they've got like an extra panel bit, so like a diamond, yeah. So it gives flexibility.
Yeah, good for stretching and bending yeah.
down. So James Lowe is kind of like he is the main campaign chef for it, which is cool because I know him from like so many years ago when I used to live in New York, and he's kind of always been like the driving force behind doing men's. So I was like, cool, I'll do them for you if you can head up the campaign. He's like, great, brilliant. I'll send you some photos, but we did a photo shoot with him a couple, like just before lockdown, and we've got him in the croissant. We did some men's in the croissant print ones, so we've got him in those. But yeah, that'll be really exciting. And I think I was a bit nervous about doing men's because of the way that the brand was launched. You know, it was all about women and empowering women, and so I was quite worried that there'd be some kickback. But you know, I think now, thankfully, people, that's less of the conversation. It's more of a conversation about like equality in kitchens and equal pay and, you know, equal treatment. So now we're doing a big like group shoot with like men, women, like non-binary. So everyone. So it's like, we don't make trousers for women. We make trousers for everyone. So that's
great.
How we're pushing it, like not as men's or women's. And I like running men's ones at the moment because it's quarantine and I hurt my leg, so I can't run. And
poor you, can't, because I think when we spoke to you last time, you were about to do like a marathon or a half marathon.
Brighton Marathon, which was really fun.
And have you been running all the time since then?
Yeah, I have. I was meant to run a marathon in June, but it's been cancelled. So it's fine. It's a nice excuse to not and just like try and be chill and just like do lots of yoga.
Yeah. Have you been doing like Zoom yoga classes and things? Or YouTube.
Yeah. And then yeah, just a few things online, but it's fine. I'm pretty bad at self-motivating to do yoga. I'd rather like go for a run, but it's nice just yeah trying to be more zen.
Yeah.
And were you going to be going to Jubilee this year?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I booked my flight and everything, and we're meant to go. So That was really sad that that didn't, yeah, eventuate, but I didn't tune into the online thing. Did you guys tune into any of it?
No, I didn't see it. They were really holding on for a while, weren't they? That they wanted to keep the event.
Yeah, they cancelled it pretty last minute, but I knew that it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, just in like kind of solidarity with their restaurant, with the restaurant industry. But then, of course, yeah, everything had to be cancelled.
Yeah, very sad. But at least hopefully next year, we'll come back bigger and better than ever.
And with your unisex ones as well. Yeah,
that's it. Yeah, I wanted to take a few samples then to test it out, but yeah, it'll have to be next year. But that's fine. I think this year is going to be like a slow, steady, like not right off, but like the second half of the year will be the first half of the year. It's like, oh, okay, now we can start. Yeah, it's kind of exciting in a way. Just gives everyone like a clean slate. But it's interesting to see what restaurants will be, what it'll be like if reading all the stuff about how they're going to open and like, if they're going to, like, you know, I saw the guy from my friend Jono, who's the GM for like Braun, and he was at Braun, but now he's at Bright and like P Franco and stuff. And they were just saying they're all like redrawing up the restaurants with like new seating plans, but just like at half capacity, and like reworking their numbers as to, you know, if it would be viable to open having like half the amount of covers.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, is that a lot of places probably aren't going to be viable with having half covers.
No, because it's like you sort of almost need the same amount of staff to cook even for half of the restaurant, so it maybe like prices of the food would just have to double, and eating out at restaurants would just be like how it used to be when you were little, like restaurants were only for like special occasions.
yeah
I definitely think it might be like that for a while, but I think, you know, people maybe, everyone's going to appreciate it so much more now, going out, meeting friends, going to a restaurant, that maybe it will be more occasional, but people will be happy to spend more money because they'll understand that that's what it takes.
Yeah, exactly. And someone was saying that the standard of chefs would probably go back to being really high, because being a chef as a job will be like quite competitive again for the restaurants that do reopen. Rather than before, like there was such an influx, like there's such a huge amount of restaurants, and like chefs were always in like, you know, shortage, that basically anyone could get a job as a chef. And so now I think it'll be like going back to like, you have to like be really good at your job to be able to work in like certain restaurants and stuff that do end up reopening. So I think the standard of food and cooking will be really high in those.
It'll just be really interesting to see how it changes and how it shifts. And we were talking to Andrew of Vanilla Black, his restaurant's in Chancery Lane, and just talking about what they're going to look like, what types of restaurants are going to be the ones that stay or the ones that open.
Yeah, we were saying there's probably might be a lot more like hole in the wall like taquerias and stuff, where you can't really like sit in, you just walk in, like buy some tacos and eat them on the street. Which I'm totally down for.
Absolutely. Yeah. And have you been talking to many other people? Because obviously you've got lots of connections within the restaurant industry. What are people saying?
Just like that. No one really knows. I think people are just having to take it day by day. Like I speak to Freddie, my friend Freddie, has snack bar like a couple of times a week. And she's just like, yeah, I have to take it day by day. Like, you know, she's like, I want to reopen, but I'm not sure if in what capacity or when we'll be able to. And same with like, yeah, Jono and like Bright and Braun and stuff. They're just like, yeah, we don't know. Or if they're just going to have to keep operating as a deli.
Yeah, but I think that's the thing. At the moment, no one really knows. So it'll be a question of just waiting to see. And, you know, I think what people have proven is that they can move and adapt quite quickly, so I guess it might maybe will be the same the other way around.
Totally In a way you have to think it is quite exciting to see what will happen and how it will change it.
Are we gonna say the same question? I was gonna say, if there's anything else that you want to add or you wanted to say or share.
No, I don't think so.
It's been so nice to speak to you and hear what you're up to.
Thanks so much, Maxine.
Okay, my pleasure. We'll have to all catch up when we can.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yes.
Well, all right. Well, have a nice weekend.
Yeah.
You too. Enjoy.
Bye.
Bye.
Speak soon. Bye.